This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O.
Good evening, everybody. The Cards hosting Rice Lake tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Chi High number 2 in the state, 16-3 overall. And the Warriors, a tough stretch for them. They are 3-12, 2-7 in the BRC. The Cards undefeated at 9-0. Good to have you along. Cooper Fosvick, the former Cards defenseman, up here in the booth with me this year. And Cards coming off a season sweep of Hudson. First time ever that Chi High has done that to keep the BRC record unblemished. So they're definitely on a roll here coming into the final handful of games for the season before the playoffs begin.
Yeah. How crazy is it that we swept Hudson? You know, yeah. That's just hard to imagine. What a job by the Cardinals to get that done. Coming down the stretch, they played recently. They just keep playing better and better, it seems. So, you know, hats off to the coaching staff. Hats off to these players for staying focused and, you know, kind of keeping that end goal in mind. So, really impressed with the way the Cardinals have played, especially in the conference this year. And I watched that Hudson game, and, man, it was a pretty convincing win.
Yeah, Gus Thorpe had 2 goals. Wow. It was kind of interesting. I was up talking with Josh Engel, the Rice Lake coach, up in the warming area here. And the first thing he says is, to me, you've got that great sophomore defenseman, Gus Thorpe, and right next to us were Gus's grandparents. their ears perked up, but he is a terrific player, and everybody sees him on the ice. He had 2 goals. Jackson Hoyne having a great season, had a goal over at Hudson. Chi High has won 9 straight. Meanwhile, Rice Lake, they've struggled. They lost their first 5 this season, 8 of their first 9. They dropped their latest game 6-3 to Hayward, so they've lost a couple of games in a row. It has been a tough, tough season for Josh Engel in his 10th season as head coach. He knows how to win a championship. He won one with the Badgers in 2006 NCAA title with the Wisconsin Badger hockey team, but it has been tough this year. They've had some injuries, they've had sickness, they've got 5 scratches on the team this year, lost a good share of their scoring, and then on top of that had a football team that won the state championship this year, and their guys got in late after that. About half the team plays football, and so they were behind the 8-ball right away.
Yeah, just kind of a couple tough breaks for that team this year. You mentioned it. Josh Engel is a great coach. You know, he's always seemed to put a pretty quality hockey team together. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's just kind of one of those deals. Some years, teams go through things like that.
Yep.
You know, there's been Chi High teams that have gone through things like that. So, definitely something that you brought up, and we'll talk about this more, but can't overlook this team. Kind of have to put all the scores aside, especially this time of the year, and just focus on your game.
Well, that loops us right into our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Coop, what do you think of the keys to pick up our 10th straight victory here tonight?
Well, I just hinted at one, but the biggest thing, and you brought it up, Greg, and don't overlook this team. Focus on your game. You know, everybody this time of year needs to really focus on doing their job, you know, not trying to do too much, just being the best you can be at what you're supposed to do. I'm still looking for production from those second and third lines. That's one that was the same as last game. Going down the stretch, that's just going to be gigantic. And then this has kind of been a reoccurring one throughout the season, has been defensive zone. At times we've struggled in defensive zone, and at times we've been rock solid. I mean, at times we are unbelievable in the defensive zone. So just looking for a little bit more consistency there.
And, you know, even though Chi High is probably going to come up with a number two seed in the section, there's still a lot to play for, including a Big Rivers Conference championship first since 1989.
Yeah.
They can continue to roll. They've beaten Hudson twice, Memorial at the end of the season, but we already beat them once. So right now you don't want to let down. You want to keep the foot of the gas pedal here, getting towards the playoffs and just get some momentum going into the second season.
Right, exactly. And you need to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year. I think this team is so far it's done a great job of getting better as the season's gone on. Some really, really consistent play out of them. So I think that this team is going to do a really nice job coming down the stretch.
Okay, our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake and Chi High, the overall series kind of surprised me. 44-44-3, an exact tie, but Rice Lake hasn't beat Chippewa since 14th of January 2016. So 7 years.
Darn, I was playing in that one probably. I missed my guy out front. I remember now.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Chi High's owned Rice Lake in recent years, and hoping to continue in that trend here tonight. So the Cards and Warriors, and we'll be back. This is Cardinal Countdown. It's Chi High Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chi High Hockey tonight on WOGO and WOGO.com. Worldwide, let's get downstairs. Our live interview right now with assistant coach Austin Taylor, Piers Koop.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, big win last Thursday. What are we going to take from that game and bring it to tonight?
Yeah, no, it was a good win for us. I couldn't tell you last time we swept Hudson, so felt good. But, you know, that one's behind us, and we got another tough BRC game. It doesn't matter the opponent in this conference. You got to come in every night ready to go and ready to play because everyone's going to play you tough. And when you're undefeated at this point in the year, you're going to have a big target on your back. So, you know, what we want to carry over, we need to improve on our special teams, specifically on our penalty kill. Power play kind of started low and it's working its way up. Kill started high and now it's working its way down. So really looking to improve on that. And it's been a huge area of focus for us in practice.
What are you expecting from the Warriors tonight?
They're a really well-coached team. Coach down there, he knows how to get the most out of his guys. They're a physical team. They'll be positioned well in the D zone and do the things the right way. So just a good, hard team that, battles and tries to play pretty tight defensively, I think.
What's it going to take to get a win tonight?
You know, I feel like I just always give the generic answer of, like, we just got to play our system, but that's truly what I believe. Like, if our guys buy into playing the way we want them to play night in and night out and, you know, getting pucks out in the D zone and going in deep and winning battles, like I said, I feel like it's my generic answer, but that's truly just what I believe with our team. So that and, like I said, just we want to improve on special teams. So I think a combination of those things is what it's going to take for us.
Sounds good. Good luck tonight, Coach. Back to you, Greg.
All right, thanks, guys. Chi-High beat Rice Lake earlier in the season, back in the 5th of December, 9-1, up at their place. Cards outshot Rice Lake 60-10 in that game. Gus had 2 goals, 1 assist. Evan Foyles, 2 goals and 1 assist as well. Warriors have struggled scoring goals. They're averaging about a goal and a half a game, and Chi-High is up near 5 goals per game. So I'd be surprised if we didn't see some goal scoring against them. Here's a goalie lineup, goalie matchup for tonight for Rice Lake. They throw a senior in there, Evan Hillier. He is 2-10 on the year. Goals against average, 5.37, a save percentage of 8.81. And Mick Marlowe for the Chi-High Cardinals. He's also a senior, 15-2 record. Goals against at 1.53 and a save percentage of 9.25. Cards looking for their 17th victory of the year. They're number 2 in the state and down to just a handful of games left. After this one, they just have North. We'll have that one for you on Tuesday. Next Thursday against Menominee, we've got that as a radio game. Then Tuesday, the 6th of February against New Richmond. And they'll wrap things up at Hobbs against Memorial on February the 8th. So not much time to get things ready and get the final tune-ups going here for the postseason, Coop.
Yeah, ideally, you got everything ready. You got the final tune-ups done at this point, but obviously it's not a perfect world, so going to be some little things that they're going to go over for sure. But we got a lot of practices left. You know, we don't play on Thursday this week.
Right.
So we get another practice in there, and, you know, I just know that these coaches are going to have these guys ready.
Yeah. All right, so puck drop just a few minutes away here. Stay tuned. This is Cardinal Countdown, Chi-High Hockey here on WOGO. And we will be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Rice Lake and Chi-High tonight. The overall series 44-44-3. And the Warriors in their blue uniforms with a yellow and white trim. Chi-High in their home white sweaters with the black breezers and red trim here tonight. Cards number 2 in the state at 16-3 on the year and 9-0 in the BRC. And let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with tonight's starting lineups.
Lake Warriors, in goal, number 30, Evan Hillier. The defenseman, number 17, Austin Storberg. And number 26, Landon Hoff. The center, number 4, Lincoln Hine. And the wings, number 15, Jake Coons. And number 19, Owen Storberg. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Josh Engel, and assistant coaches, Brandon Spiros, John Kusky, and Tony Johnson. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chi-Hi Cardinals, we'll be introducing the Youth Hockey Player of the Night. And the Player of the Night is Trajan Luce. Trajan plays forward on the Chippewa Squirt E team and is a third grader at Holy Ghost. His favorite NHL team, Edmonton Oilers. Trajan's parents are Zane and Tammy Luce. And Trajan will skate out with starting wing number 3, Drew Bovey. Ladies and gentlemen, Trajan Luce, Youth Hockey Player of the Day. Continuing with the starting line, in goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the other wing, number 8, Jackson Hoyne. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
There you go. Starting lineups. We're just a couple of minutes away from puck drop here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Greg and Coop here with you tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our producer is Super Sam Amberley, Chi-Hi, and Rice Lake. It's Coons, Hine, and Storberg up front for the Warriors. Junior, couple of sophomores, Austin Storberg, Owen's brother, one of the D, and Hoff is the other starting D, a junior and a senior. And a junior, two seniors on the forward line, Bovey, Jackson Hoyne, and Mason Johnson up front. You got Swobes and Gus Thorpe defensively, and we are underway. Cards win the opening draw. Bank it off the wall on the near side. And here comes number 7. Mason Johnson moves in quickly. Lost the puck as he made his move toward the hole. And it's going to come loose as Rice Lake clears through center. Gus Thorpe harassed as he went back by Hine for Rice Lake. Stood him up, and then Thorpe kind of dropped him. And the puck floats loose to the point. One-timer wide of the cage when they're going to be snared by Mick Marlowe, and he'll hang out of that.
The Cardinals come out loaded for bear there.
Yeah.
Their first line, their first pairing.
That's what you like to see.
Oh, exactly.
We've had some games where they just started flat.
Right.
And, you know, against a team you should beat, they better come out and play like a champion here. Back to the point. One-timer by Hoff, and that one floated high over the crossbar. Hits off the glass and chai high in transition right now. Bounced a one-timer on the Rice Lake goaltender Hillier, and he'll hang out of that one for the faceoff in the Warriors zone.
I really like the Foyles brothers together.
Yeah.
It seems like they find each other really well.
Evan and Ethan. Here we go. This one is floated into the right wing corner. Scramble for it right there in the attacking zone for the Cards. Good keep at the point by Sam Hebert on the near point here. And the puck loose on the half wall in the Rice Lake zone. Peeled off by Hebert. He'll go cross ice for Krista. One-timer. Hit off a stick and hits the window behind the tender. And Chai High gathers it back in. Feathered into the right wing corner by Hebert, and it's loose in behind Hillier, the goaltender. Comes back to Hebert. He'll stop, dangle with it for a little bit, and a whistle stops play as the net comes off at standards right here. Oh, no, we got a Rice Lake player hurt. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't even see him behind the goalie there.
I didn't either.
I didn't see the player.
Hillier kind of shadowed him, so you couldn't see the Rice Lake player that was banged up behind the cage. They stopped play, and now he's not getting up right now. They're going to call the trainer out to check on him. Not sure who that is. Probably be a D for
yeah,
them.
I can't see the number.
Hoff.
Maybe number two.
Hoff 26, maybe? The defenseman
no,
back
yeah,
there?
There's not a number two, yeah.
So they're going to check on him.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay. I didn't see the play.
I didn't either. Scramble for it behind the net. Players kind of banging into each other a little bit, and he's down in a heap right now. They're going to try to get him up, and finally they...
12.
Oh, it's 12. Okay, it's Mullen.
Yeah.
The second line center, Mullen, and apparently banged up his knee maybe because he's struggling to get to the bench. Got a guy on each side, and now he's going to skate himself and kind of glide to the bench. Bodie Mullen, the senior, he'll sit. We'll see if he's going to be able to make it back in the ice again. Banged that knee up pretty good. So I'll have to switch centers on that second line. Here we go, back to action. Here's Swobes over cross ice for his D partner, Gus Thorpe. A quick wrister that fired on the goaltender and ricochets up into the netting behind Hillier.
Yeah, that play can be so deadly off the faceoff like that. Just those quick hitters like that. Sometimes you can catch them flat-footed.
Cards first line out there right now. Swept to the right by Bobby. Here comes Mason Johnson. He overskated the puck, and it's loose out at center. It's going to be picked up by Hine for Rice Lake on that first line. They cough it up just inside the Cards' blue line, and here comes Chai High. Skirting across the line is Jackson Hoym. Puck was tipped off his stick, and... scrum on the half wall in the zone. Going to come back to Thorpe. Didn't have a whole lot of room to maneuver there and tried a quick wrist shot to dump that puck in a little bit deeper, but Rice Lake able to clear all the way down and no icing here. 2 minutes into the game tonight. Chai High and Rice Lake. Warriors trying to pull off the huge upset. One-timer on net there from Coons. One of those football players, quarterback, starting quarterback on the football team that won the state title down in Camp Randall this year. Chai High on the move into the zone. One-timer on net there by Jackson Hoym. And that one slipped off some traffic and into the right-wing corner. Here's Drew. Quick wrist shot. That one just a little bit wide. Hard off the boards behind the tender. And kept in the zone by Jackson Hoym before he spins off the line change. And this one's going to be hauled in by Hillier, the goaltender, and he'll hang on to that for the faceoff. Rice Lake made some history a couple of years ago winning that first ever D2 state championship.
Yeah, I remember that vividly. That's the year that we went, I think.
Yep. And the next year was New Richmond.
Yeah, no
out
kidding.
Of the BRC.
BRC, a powerhouse.
Says a lot for this conference. Chai High working it behind Hillier. And this is Carter Bobby. Bobby dances along the goal line.
and hands it back for the D. Cards turn it over, and it's banked off the wall, and Chi-High regathers. Here is LeMay. Hands off to Hebert, and Chi-High on the move. It's Brett Christie. Got tripped a little bit as he came up and dumped it in the zone. Before that, Rice Lake able to clear. Back to Krista. Turns, lifts a shot into the left wing corner. Hillier goes out, scoops it up, throws it around the wall, and it's on the half boards here in the Rice Lake D zone. Jay Coons, good player, all BRC. Quick pass ahead for Owen Storberg. Took a shot. He was all by himself high in the zone. Turned and ripped the shot towards Mick, and was grabbed out of the air by the senior goaltender for Chi-High.
He's had a couple tough shots already.
Yeah. They've not been close in and haven't made him do a lot of twisting and turning in the paint. But
yeah, good hard shots.
Yeah, that's what you want. Put the rubber on the goaltender if you're Josh Engel, right? You're down in players. You've had a tough year. Let's see what we can do. Here is Coons. Coons backhands one into the Chi-High zone. Marlowe stops it behind his net. Throws it around the dasher here. And Swobes has got it for Chi-High. Feathers one off to his left. 13 minutes exactly left to go. First period, no score. Chi-High beat him 9-1 last time. But right now, Rice Lake's holding their own. Here is Swobes. Works it off the window. Ahead for Evan Foyles. And at Foyles line, at it right now. Here's Evan. Tries to hand off for Ethan Foyles, his brother, at the hash marks. And this one's going to float back to Swoboda at the points. He fires one in, and it's going to be cycled around by Rice Lake. They can't clear, though. Nice job right there by Andy Johnson to disrupt the breakout for the Warriors. Now they work it over for Coons. He's logged a lot of ice time already for Rice Lake. Dances his way through the center circle and will lift one into the zone, and he'll peel off the line change. Swoboda, the first guy to get there for Chi-High, and he'll headman it for Drew Bobey. Now off to the left, first line back out there, Jackson Hoym will lob this one into the left wing corner. The Cards on the attack right here. Here is Hoym, hands off for Krista, and or rather Drew Bobey, just trying to work that puck around behind the tender. And that one ricocheted up and out of play.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Rice Lake's play so far.
Yeah.
Chi-High's actually moving the puck really, really well, and they're just doing a good job keeping up with them.
Yeah, they are.
So I'm curious to see how that goes on throughout the game here, whether they
Mason
get tired.
Mason Johnson to the draw right now for Chi-High. Works it back for the point. Krista struggled a little bit to get the handle on it. Now gives it up for Hoym, and he'll chuck one into the left wing corner for Mason Johnson. Back to Hoym. Backhands it to Johnson. Hoym at the point. Now to Krista. Krista, quick wrist shot. Hoym on into the corner to go try to fetch it. Mason Johnson there as well. Here's Drew. Moby's got it. Glides along the goal line from left to right. And then tried to do a little spinorama down there. And Rice Lake read that, but Chi-High has to rotate back to get the puck as it glances out of their own zone. 11:15, no score. 11:15 in the clock here in the first. Chi-High with a hard around. Here is Drew, and that one is off a Rice Lake skate. Cards have to retreat to get it. Breakout right now. Drew's got it, number three. Headmans it ahead for Hoym. Hoym into the right wing corner. He'll just carry it in behind the goaltender, Hillier, and hands off. There's a quick shot by Christus. He's out there. Hoym ready to make the change right now. He comes in along with Drew Bobey. Line assembles here, the second line. Brett with a quick wrist shot as he went to the high part of the left wing wheel. And this one is into the right wing corner. Cards on the attack again. Here's a shot
nice.
On net. And the save is made by the tender right there.
Every game I'm seeing more and more confidence from LeMay and Carlson, and I just love it. They're both great hockey players, and they just need a little bit more confidence, a little puck luck, and they're going to be really dangerous.
Carter Bobey, Krista, and LeMay out there on the forward line right now. Swobes and Thorpe defensively, and here is Swoboda right now. Bangs this one off the boards, down into the right wing corner. Comes back to Swoboda. He'll play catch with Carter Bobey. And Bobey looked off to his right, pulled the trigger on a shot of the goaltender, trying to fake him. But no doing there. Evan Hillier stood up and smothered that shot. So we'll have the faceoff, same spot, left wing wheel right now in the Rice Lake D zone. Here's Chai High. Jackson LeMay tried to find a hole there. That one hit off some Rice Lake players, deflects into the left wing corner. Here's LeMay again. Oh, close. Just missed the net by a few inches. And it ricochets hard off the wall. Cards with a nice keep right there, but it floats back out. And Chai High has to reassemble here at neutral ice. We go into the 10-minute mark left to go here in the first period. Cards going to get that first line back out there. First guy on it is Mason Johnson. He'll trade places with a forward. Johnson's got it right now over for LeMay. Throws one into the left wing corner. LeMay's going to come off as Hoym, Jackson Hoym, gets out there for the Cards. Hoym got in the way of the Rice Lake player. That's Coons, but he got away from Hoym and looks up and sees Hines, so connects with him tape to tape. 9:18 left to go here in the first period. Rice Lake leaves it out in front. Yeah, I don't think Mick knew where it was at first, but there was nobody wearing blue in front of him in his grill. So fortunately, he had plenty of time once he saw the rock sitting in front of him.
I think he just looked down and was like, oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what's that doing there? 9:13, shot 6-3 in favor of the Cards. No score, though, against the Rice Lake Warriors. Here is Krista. He'll go out of his own deep, out of his own zone. Comes across the center red line and launches one into the left wing corner. Rice Lake, another Rice Lake Warrior player down after the collision with Jackson Hoym. And he is behind the goal line.
He took a hard tumble into the boards. It looked like Hoym just kind of bounced off of him a little bit, and he fell down.
Yep.
And, yeah, he had a head full of steam going into those boards.
Yeah, he sure did.
Hope he's okay.
Well, that might be Hoff, the defenseman. I believe it's 26 down there. And the trainer out to check on him right now. Well, you got to be careful, you know, head injuries or neck injuries, that kind of thing. You got to take your time.
Yep, absolutely.
So they're attending to him right now. No score, though. Kind of surprised. I mean, it's not that Chai High is playing bad. I think Rice Lake is playing up to the competition.
Yeah, Rice Lake is playing a good hockey game right now. They're really solid in the defensive zone. There's back up there, so that's good to see. Under zone power.
It's off.
I hope he's all right.
I think it looks like a shoulder.
Yeah, he's grasping that left shoulder.
Yep.
So fingers crossed he's okay.
Yep. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Face off in the Warriors zone. Mason Johnson reaches down to try to win it for Chai Hive. No score right now. And this one floats into the right wing corner. Hoym is down there as well with Drew Bovey. And the puck is cleared. Coons will swing it ahead into the right wing corner. And Chai Hive gets a couple of players on it to try to break out of their own zone. 8:38 left to go. Cards on the march, and here they come. It is Johnson ahead to Hoym. A little disconnect there on the pass, but Cards trying to regather in the zone. Chai High has it. Back to the point. Here's Hebert. He'll push it ahead. Cards trying the forecheck right here to Mason Johnson out in front. Didn't have a whole lot of room to make the shot, but got what he could on Hillier. And the goaltender had a good share of the net covered and stops that one and hangs on for the faceoff right here.
Hillier looks pretty dang good tonight.
He does.
He's made a couple really, really nice saves, especially that one on LeMay. It was unbelievable.
Goals against at 5-3-7 this year, but looking pretty good right now. Face off in the Warrior D zone. Here's Coons. Pushes it back for teammate Lucas Peters. He'll wrap that one around the boards and still inside the zone. Here's Swoboda. He's going to climb right into it, the defenseman. And Chai High's got it. Back to the point. Here's Andy Johnson. Switched up with Swobes. Keeps the puck inside. Thorpe will manhandle that puck into the right wing corner, and it's loose. Chai High attacking it right now. Evan Foyles left out in front. Nobody there. Finally, Rice Lake gets to it, pushes it wide to the boards. Chi High with the keep. Centering pass right there. We had a player back door. It was Andy Johnson. Just couldn't connect with him. Here is Andrew right now. Goes cross ice on the near side. And it's going to be picked up by Evan Foyles. Foyles dangles it. Comes back to Swobes. One-timer in the high slot. And that one pushed wide of the cage. And Chi High on the attack. We've got a delayed call, though, on the Cards. And Rice Lake will have their first power play of the night.
Yeah, stick just got a little lost there on Foyles. And
Ethan Foyles is going to sit for two here.
Yep, got caught up in his feet, and yeah, he'll sit for that every time. So,
well, Austin Taylor said he wanted to work on the kill.
Yeah, here's his chance, right?
Chi High at 83.9% on the penalty kill. Rice Lake, not exactly you know, a scary team on the power play. Their power play at 8.3% this year, but just give them a chance here. Chi High on the kill right here, and it's going to be carried out by Jackson Hoym. Gives it up for Mason Johnson. Drop pass for Hoym right now as he was trailing, and here is Johnson, the wraparound try for the shorty. That was cut off at the pipe by Hillier, and he'll put the glove over that.
Man, oh man, if you're Rice Lake, you just got to be nervous about those guys when they're on the ice. They are so dangerous.
Face off of the right wing circle. The Foyles line out there right now. Here's Evan on the kill here. Well, at least Evan's out there. Drew Bolby also on the ice for Chi High. And here comes Rice Lake into the zone. Here is Hine, transfer student in for Rice Lake this year. Hine tried to throw a shot at the net. That was cut off by the Cards, and Chi High back in the Rice Lake zone. Here they come. Drew Bolby went cross ice for Evan Foyles, and they just missed on the connection right there. But Chi High gathers it back in, and they got the puck right now out of neutral ice. Now they cough it up, and here's Coons for Rice Lake. Big, tall forward. Coons moves in. He's going to try to dangle past Swobes, and it's a tough thing to do. Number 22 cut him off and clears for Chi High. We're down to 52 seconds left to go. And the Rice Lake power play. They work up ahead of steam, and here is Lucas Peters into the zone, but he was surrounded by Chi High players, and they strip the puck off his stick, and Chi High throws it down the ice, and Mason Johnson's going to back off a little bit here, get some energy. Johnson tried to intercept in the zone, but that one went wide, and it's back in the Chi High zone. Hard around there by Swobes, and here comes Chi High. It is Hoym. Pitches off to his left. Here's Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in. Hoym trying to redirect on the right side. And the net got pushed off by Hillier with all the activity in front of him. And so that'll stop play right here with the faceoff in the Warriors' D zone.
A couple of our best opportunities of the game coming on this kill.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals are definitely getting some momentum.
You know, I've said all season, I think we play better shorthanded sometimes than we do with the power play. This is more intensity for
Definitely.
Some reason. Here is a drop inside the zone. This one's going to float back to neutral ice, and Gus Thorpe backpedals to get it. Thorpe all the way in front of his goaltender. Looks up the ice for a passing lane. Chi High back to full strength, and Thorpe has got it right now out of neutral. Crosses the red line. Slowly moves past the blue stripe and drops one in the left wing corner. This one wrapped around the wall by Rice Lake, but they can't clear, and Swobes he's going to throw it into the left-wing corner just to keep the puck kept in deep. And this one got past Hebert. He reached back, though, and stopped Parker Dirks from the breakaway chance. Nice job right there by Hebert to keep that puck pinned out at neutral ice. 4:37 and counting left to go here in the first period. It is Krista marches up to the blue line. Tosses one in, but not very deep. And Hebert's got it on the wide side for Chi High right now. And here is Carlson. Brett dangles his way up the ice, weaves his way across the line, then lost the handle on it. Where is it? On the yellow stripe. Brett backhands it a little bit deeper for LeMay. LeMay harassed as he went into the left wing corner. Carlson's got it right now. Rick wide for Krista. Finally got it on his forehand, moved it into the right wing corner as we go under 4 minutes to play here in this first period. No score. Chi High, number two in the state. Rice Lake at 3-12 on the year, but the Warriors hanging right in there. Here comes Fournette, Matt with his first shift of the evening, and threw one wide of the cage, but Hillier is going to put the mitt on that. He'll hang on for the faceoff the Rice Lake zone with 3:45 left to go.
Yeah, Hillier just keeps standing tall. They're getting out shot pretty bad, but he's been up to the task so far.
Shots 11-3 in favor of Chi High, and the Cards in the zone right now can't keep it. And everybody's got to get back to the blue line and touch up. Gus Thorpe waits, tosses one into the right wing corner. Fournette had it, tried to maneuver it off the backhand toward the front of the cage. And Rice Lake with the intercept right here. And Coons pedals his way up the ice. Here's Coons, weaves his way past one player, past another, then lost it in the right wing corner. Coons got a return pass as the puck deflected around. Back to the point, one-timer on net. Marlowe with the save. Curled that one into the left wing corner, and Chi High exits their own zone. Here's Andrew Johnson. Andy of the right wing corner looking for some help now. Andrew goes back to the point. Here is Gus Thorpe. Soft pass from left to right. Johnson's got it right now. Five apiece here. Five players apiece after the Rice Lake power play. Andrew Johnson's got it. Backhands one toward the front of the cage. Comes back to Thorpe. And a twisted wrister. Just wide of the cage and ripped out of the air by Hillier with 2:43 left to go here in the period. Well, quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back to action. The Cards have it inside the zone. Here's Carter Bovee with a one-timer in the high slot. That one into the glove of Hillier with 2:26 left to go here in the period.
Interesting that they've got Drew Bovee up on defense right now.
Yeah, they do.
And they've got Carter Bovee with Hoyman Johnson.
Yeah. Shake it up here, huh?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what that's all about.
Yep. Yeah, you got number three and number four defensively for Chi High. Drew and Brett on the blue line. Carter Bovee up with Hoym and Mason Johnson. Here's a faceoff. Chi High in the attacking zone, and we'll do it again. 2:24 left to go here in the period. No score, Chi High and Rice Lake. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High hockey. Rice Lake, the hard around right there from Austin Storberg. And those football players got Owen Storberg, a running back, Coons, a quarterback on that state championship football team. And Storberg, Austin's a player too. About half the players on this team played in the football team that won the championship at Camp Randall. Here is Hoym. Big wrister right there. Floated over the crossbar, hit the window behind the goaltender. And the puck bounces around inside the zone. Nice keep right there by Carter Bovee. At least dumps it in the right wing corner. Scramble for it in the Rice Lake zone, and the Cards have it. Back to Drew, who's patrolling the blue line right now. And here is Hoyne. Backhand centering pass cut off by the Warriors and cleared out to neutral. Here is Drew Bovee. Dances his way across the line. Drew's going to go into the paint and left a wrist shot, a right-hander right on the goaltender. And a good chance right there as he tried to stuff Hillier. But Rice Lake able to knock it down and clear it with 1:15 left to go here in the period. Shot 16-4 in favor of Chi High, but no score on that board up there. And it's dumped into the Chi High zone as we tick it down to a minute left to go here in the period. Gus Thorpe retreats. Hides behind his goaltender now. Works it up the ice, and here is Carlson. Carlson hands off to Swobes. Centering pass right there, trying to connect with LeMay. That didn't happen. And it comes back to the point right here for Chi High. Here's Carlson. Turns, twists, rips a shot wide of the tender. And Chi High able to dump the puck into the zone a little bit, but they got a touch base here. Touch up on the blue line as they have the delayed offsides. Rice Lake dumps it in the Chi High zone. Marlowe stops it. wraps it around the wall, and here is Carlson with 20 seconds left to go in the period. Guards move in. Here is Hoym trying to push it into the left wing corner. It sets something up, and this one floats into the right wing corner as we go under 10 seconds to play in the first period. No score. Chi High and Rice Lake. Guards trying to work a final attack here. There the clock runs out in the first stanza. No score. Chi High and Rice Lake. Wow. It's been fast moving. One penalty in the period against the Cards, and Chi High had the better of the chances on the shorty right there on the Rice Lake power play. But, man, I never didn't think this first period would wind up the way it has.
No, I can tell you what, we ran into a hot goalie tonight, and that can be super, super dangerous because, I mean, he is feeling it, man. He is making saves that I'm guessing he's never made before. What a period by Hillier. I mean, seriously, he is the only reason that they are in this game at the moment. I mean, it's been all Chi High.
Yeah.
Our forwards are playing really, really well. They're moving the puck super well. Our defensemen are doing a great job stepping up in the play. They're doing a great job keeping their forwards out wide. So basically, I think it's just a matter of time. But Hillier's going to get tired. You can't be giving up that many shots, you know.
So, 17-4 right now in favor of Chi High.
Right. Yeah, we just need a little luck. And I feel like once we get one on him, the floodgates will open up.
I think so, too.
I mean, he's just playing really, really well, and that's just kind of a tough thing to beat sometimes.
Yeah, and you got to stay positive. If you're Chi High, you can't be squeezing the sticks too much here. You just it's going to come.
Right.
Just
keep playing this way. That can be easy to do because sometimes when you're playing a hot goalie, it's frustrating, you know. The puck looks like a beach ball to that guy tonight. So it's just kind of, you know, if I'm Coach Parker, I'm just going to be like, hey, guys, you played a great period. Let's just stay the course.
Yep.
And good things are going to come. I really, really like the play of LeMay and Carlson and Carter Bovey tonight. They have really, really stepped it up. I mean, they're moving the puck well. They're getting great scoring opportunities. They're playing physical. I'm looking for those guys to put one in the back of the net tonight.
Okay, we'll take it. And Chi High. 17-4 in shots, but no score with a pesky Rice Lake team here tonight. And outstanding tender work by Evan Hillier, the senior for them. And Chi High coming in, wanting to knock this Rice Lake team off, sweep the season series. But they're hanging in right now. The Warriors hanging in this game. All right, so we'll take a break and back with more. We are through with a period here in Chi High and Rice Lake scoreless here tonight in BRC action. This is Cards Hockey. I'm Wogo. We'll be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
here.
Go
Grant. Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
No score, Chi High at Rice Lake after one period. Shot 17-4 in favor of the Cards. And frankly, Coop, I thought we'd have a feeding frenzy here tonight, maybe even in the first period, but it hasn't turned out that way.
Yeah, no, if that's going to happen, it's going to have to happen here this period. The first half of the period was super even, I thought. I mean, Rice Lake came to play today. And we did as well, but they just really did a nice job of kind of shutting us down. But the second half of the period was all Chi High and all Hillier. So, like we were talking on the break here, we'll wear him down. He can only kind of withstand that so long, and we just need to get that first one.
A couple of players have been hurt in the first period. Bodie Mullen kind of limped off, the senior forward on that second line, hit hard, and then you had Hoff, the defenseman, who was in a heap on the goal line as well in that period. So, you know, hopefully those guys are okay. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to come back or, you know, what their situation's going to be. But Rice Lake's already down five players. You got five scratches tonight because of health stuff going on. And so they had a short bench, and maybe we can grind it down over the last two periods here with them.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously you don't want to see guys getting hurt. I hope that they're okay, but yeah, for Chi High, it's definitely one of those situations now where it's like, all right, fellas, you have a strong advantage here. We're a very healthy team right now, knock on wood.
Yep.
And we have an opportunity to wear them down and get a W.
All right, so two periods ahead here, no score after one on WOGO. Got buckets the rest of the way this week. On Thursday, it's McDonald Boys basketball at Osseo Fairchild. Caleb and Mark have the play-by-play call for you, beginning with the pregame show at 6:55. And then on Friday night, Chi Boys basketball. They'll host Hudson at the Birdcage. Mark Halverson with the call there at 6:55. Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls, with a new and approved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. cbosm.com/WOGO. Ice is finished. We are ready for the players and the teams coming up here in just a few. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds.
Go
here.
Grant,
push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Thank you.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Greg and Coop up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our producer is Sam Aberle, Super Sam, and Chi High Rice Lake. No score after one, but this is our period. Coop, Chi High outscoring opponents in the second, 36 goals, four against. So if trends mean anything, Chi High should be able to get something here in the second.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that something? This is their period. I mean, they outscore teams in every period, but 36-4 in the second period.
That's just impressive, yeah.
Almost shutting out the opposition.
I would say that definitely means something. You know, we've talked about it before. This team is kind of always slow out of the gates, and for whatever reason struggles to score in the first, but I don't feel like we came out of the gates slow. I just think we just didn't. Just weren't able to sneak one past them yet. So, yeah, let's hope that trend continues.
Absolutely.
Just well, the four goals against is actually the most impressive part.
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow. The officiating crew out here, we'll give them credit. Jay Dupree and Joey Kohler, our referees. Clayton Tim is our linesman tonight. And Evan Hillier, the Warriors goaltender, sets up shop at the south end of the barn. Here comes Mick Marlowe, number 31, the senior. For Chi High, skating to the north end, and players are out here. We're just about ready to go here. Tuesday night hockey. We'll be back on the air at Hobbs on Tuesday night, a week from tonight.
Yes, sir.
For North.
Out in the open air.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bring my parka.
I always wear my mucklucks over there, yeah, and my long underwear. It's not a cold building. It just kind of goes through me.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm used to the warm booth maybe, but, man, I remember doing radio there last year, and I was so cold.
Yep. I don't take any prisoners when it comes to staying warm over there now. So we'll be bundled up and head to Hobbs a week from tonight for North and Chi High. Hey, here we go. Period number two underway. Swoboda gets a feed from Mason Johnson. We'll bang this one off the wall into the Rice Lake zone. Hillier comes out to stop it. It's cleared back to the point. Swobes hit a little ice patch, water patch right there. Had to go and get the puck himself. And Hoym fell down. Got some puck support right there from Mason Johnson. The puck back and forth between Rice Lake and Chi High in the zone right now. Half a minute gone in the period, and this one floats over the bench and out of play. So we'll tee it up again here in the Warriors zone. Only one penalty in the game so far. It was on Andrew Johnson. He sat for a little bit, and Rice Lake 0-1 on the power play. 16-31 officially on the game clock here. Shot 17-4 in favor of Chi High. And the drop to the blocker side of Hillier. And here we go. They work it to the top of the slot. And a shot right there by Sam Hebert. Easily flagged down by Hillier. Something tells me that, you know, he's played a good game here, but maybe he's instructed by Josh Engel, just, you know, go ahead and grab that puck anytime and take the draw, huh?
Yeah, that definitely. He's done a good job of that, giving his guys a rest.
Jammed into the corner by the Cards, and Jackson LeMay overskated it, and it floats loose into the left wing corner. Chi High in the A zone right here. LeMay's got it, stops it, works it between the wickets right here, and Chi High with Brett Carlson's heading to the back of the cage in the Rice Lake zone. Now he spins away, works it to the blue line. Chi High playing catch, even though it's 5-on-5 here. And Carter Bovey tried to maneuver that puck off the backhand. Bovey on the back check just snared it away from the Rice Lake player. Tosses that one in the left wing corner. Cards in the midst of a change right now. Rice Lake has got it. Worked off the wall and up and out. Onto the stick of Sam Hebert. Hebert's got it right here. Backhands one just slightly into the Rice Lake zone, and the Warriors able to clear back out, and the Chi High Cardinals have to reorganize. Here comes Mason Johnson. Dances into the zone, and Johnson's got it. Tried to work it toward the center of the ice, and not much of a pass right there, a soft one. Here is Coons for Rice Lake. Turns and rips a wrist shot in on Marlowe. And Mick hugging the post on the near side hangs out of that one.
Yeah, more of the same here this period, just outplaying them. But I think we need to get an ugly Betty. You know what I mean? Just a hard grinder goal out front.
Just to break the scoring drought here tonight. Face off in the Cards D zone. This one is chucked back into the left wing corner and jammed off the yellow stripe. Out to neutral just for a second. Punch back in by Rice Lake, and the Cards have to track it down. Here is Swoboda. The hard around. Chi High trying to clear. They coughed it up. Rice Lake has got it. Here is Owen Storberg. Turned and tried to throw a shot on Marlowe, but then lost the handle on the rock, and this is an offsides call on Chi High. Looking a little disorganized coming out here in the second period.
Yeah, a little bit. I think maybe that first period kind of had us rattled a little bit that we weren't able to score, and I think you're right, you know, when you're gripping the stick a little bit tight, stuff like that.
Well, when I was a kid, you'd make sawdust out of that thing, but now with these composites, you're not doing that anymore, huh?
No, they hold up okay, right until they break.
Yeah. You have to pay a couple $100 or whatever for one, $250, whatever it is. Tossed the length of the ice by Rice Lake, and that will be an icing call against the Warriors. 14-34 left to go here in the second period. No score. Face off of the right wheel. Rice Lake D zone. And Hoym will lob that one to the left wing corner, but Rice Lake has got it right now. Here's Coons with Swoboda back there, and oh, off the tip of the skate from Mick Marlowe. Swobes lost him for a second, and Coons with a nice shot of the goaltender, and that was almost 1-0 Rice Lake. There's another one right on. Marlowe has to go out and angle that one into the left wing corner. So the Cards getting a little sloppy here in the second period. 3 minutes burned in this period. On a big hit on Evan Foyles. He was rocked into the wall, and here comes Rice Lake again. It is Austin Storberg, and that one went wide, but ricocheted into the left wing corner. Still caught up in the Chi High D zone here with 13:47 left to go, and the Cards finally able to haul it in. Here is Andrew Johnson. Hard pass ahead. Andrew tried to control it. Andrew beat one defenseman, and behind him is Evan Foyles trying to gather it in. There's a shot on net. And that one patted into the left wing corner by Hillier, the Rice Lake goaltender. This is knocked down by Swobes, and a quick wrist shot that didn't make it to the goaltender. Still inside the zone. Now this one ricochets off Ethan Foyles and comes out, and the Cards have to touch up on the line. Here comes Chi High, that first line back out there. And here is Hoym. Hoym drifts his way to the left wing corner. Now going to head to the hole. And and he was knocked down as he came in on the goaltender, and an icing call right here on Rice Lake.
Yeah, I think you were spot on when you said the Cardinals are kind of playing sloppy hockey right now. You know, I would half expect Coach Parker to take his time out just to kind of regather the troops, calm everybody down, you know, get everybody back on the same page, because we're a little out of sync.
Shots 20-7 in favor of Chai. Last time we played them, it was 60-10 in the final. Cards shot Rice Lake, beat them 9-1. Doesn't look like it's going to be that lopsided here tonight the way Rice Lake is playing. 12:50 left to go here in this second period, and no score. Comes around from right to left. Stepping up was Sam Hebert. Made the initial save of the zone and then coughed it up at Rice Lake with the icing call right here. 12:38 left to go in this second period. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Scott Parker is going to have to really use that first line here tonight to get that first goal. Here is all! That was off the stick of Hoym. Jackson rung the bell on the right post. Came within an inch or two of making it 1-0 on that one. Tried to thread the needle on that shot. 12:23 left to go as the puck deflects into the left wing corner of the Rice Lake zone and carried across the line by the Warriors. Here's Chai High in the attack again. Cross ice for Mason Johnson. Hoym's going to step up. Hoym trailed this one into the right wing corner. Comes up on one knee. Setters one up. This one's going to come back to Hebert. Glances off the wall. And Chai High gets organized again. Here is Krista. Looks for an opening. And redirected down in front by Mason Johnson. And how did that one not go five hole on Hillier? But the goalie somehow got a piece of it. Lost his lumber in the meantime. And here's a quick shot from Drew Bovey as Hillier was searching for his stick and saw the puck come in and just got the heel of that stick on that one to make the save. Drew, is, I think he saw the goaltender didn't have a stick and just gunned a shot in on him, but number 30 made the save again for Rice Lake.
I cannot believe he didn't score on that flurry.
Cards control off the draw in the zone. Here is Thorpe, weaves his way off to the right. Now getting away from the pressure into the left wing corner. Drops this one down. Carlson trades places with him on the blue line. Taps it between his legs to Swoboda. And this one, the wraparound in the Rice Lake zone. And it's loose on the half wall. And gathered back in by Thorpe. One-timer. Angled into the left wing corner off the stick of Hillier. But the Cards still have control. Here's Carter Bovey. Drops it behind the net for LeMay. Back to Bovey. Wrap around to Swobes. It was coming slowly to him, so he quickly dropped it in behind the goaltender. Centering pass. Oh, the Cards had Carlson right there, and he just missed it. He was all by himself. Hillier was on the other side, but Chai High again comes up empty on that scoring chance. Cards on the attack, though, still. They are just swarming the net. Here's a shot by LeMay that deflects over the goaltender, hits the netting behind Hillier, and that will stop play.
Hillier probably needs a breather and a drink of water because he just got shelled.
He sure did.
And he stood up to the test. I mean, we did hit a pipe pretty square, but just continued to be impressed with his play this evening.
So the first line out for Chai High right here. Cards have it. Winning most of the draws here tonight. Handed back off by Mason Johnson to Hebert. And Chai High sets up their attack right now. Here is Hebert, right side, fanned on it. And now we got a couple of players mixing it up. Two number sevens, Braxton Wager for Rice Lake and Mason Johnson for Chai High, jawboning down there.
Yeah, you don't see Mason Johnson in those scrums too much.
No,
you know, he's a pretty keeps-to-himself type player, but sometimes they get a little frustrated out there.
Yep. Yeah, I would think by now frustration starting to set in. We're almost halfway through the game and no score. And you outshoot a team 23-7 so far. Nothing for it. Nothing to show for it. Chai High works it off the draw. Back to Gus Thorpe. Faked a shot in. Dropped this one in the left wing corner. Looking for a return pass. Chai High around the wall. Swob's going to step up, and he'll just backhand it deep in the zone. Here's Mason Johnson. Johnson walks into the hole. Loose out in front. Hillier stops that one, and Chi High can't keep Swob's stretch for it, but couldn't quite keep the zone, so they have to get reorganized. And Thorpe drops it in the left-wing corner. Comes around. Cards have it. Here's a twister from Jackson Hoym, and that one barely missed. And boy, you can see some of our first line forwards starting to get frustrated out here. Hoym and Mason Johnson picking up the sticks a little bit. And here is Johnson right now. Johnson works his way up the ice. Over to Drew Bovey. Turn, ripped a shot wide. Bovey trying to follow up. And the Cards have it in the left wing corner. 9:32 left to go, second period. Chi High can't keep the zone. That one just came out on the pass from Hoym. And the Cards will get a line change in here. Fournette's out there right now for Chi High, along with Evan Foyles on this line. Here comes Gus Thorpe. And calling for it was Foyles down at the blue line, just saying, get that puck to me. He was all by himself, but Gus Thorpe didn't quite see him. And here's Thorpe right now. Dances his way into the zone. Thorpe on the half wall. Centering pass right there for Andy Johnson in the left wing circle. Fanned on it just a bit. Comes back to Sam Hebert. Tosses that one in the left wing corner. Cards. Nice back check there by Andy Johnson. Stole it away. Johnson with a shot. That one came off the tender on the half wall on the near side. And it's going to come back out. Well, you just feel like Coop might be a second or third line goal. It's going to get this thing started here.
Yeah, our both second and third line are playing really, really well tonight.
Here's an icing call against Rice Lake with 8:27 left to go in the second period.
We're snake bit. I don't know what else. We might need to do, you know, some kind of ritual in the locker room to break the curse.
Right.
I'm not
exactly sure. 8:27 left to go, second period. Shots 26-7 in favor of Chi High, but Rice Lake and Josh Engel holding us scoreless so far. Face off in the Cards on the Rice Lake D zone, Cards attacking zone. There's a shot wide. It's going to get hammered into the left wing corner with 8:19 and counting left to go in the period. Back to the point. Here's Carter Bovey. Bovey hangs onto it for a while. Open space down to the left wing corner. We'll place it there. Cards on the attack, try to get somebody out in front of Hillier here with 8 minutes remaining, second period. Rice Lake peels it off the wall, able to clear to center. And Hebert there to start the Cards out of their own zone. Touch pass to Carter Bovey into the zone. Bovey backhand blind pass ahead. That was picked off by Rice Lake, intended for Carlson. And it's back in the neutral ice and all the way to the Chi High zone. Touched up before it got there. Here is Marlowe trying to hit Drew Bovey. Marlowe, the goaltender, started the Cards deep in the Rice Lake zone. Bovey out in front, then tried to dangle and hand off to Carlson. That one didn't work, but the Cards still have the rock right here. Right side is Drew. Drew dancing around. Quick shot through some traffic, and that one came off Hillier. Into the left wing corner. 7:11 left to go. Cards just swarming like bees out in front of Hillier, but still nothing to show for it with 7:05 remaining in the period. Hard push into the wall. Back to Swoboda. Swobes keeps it. Dangles. Drops it in the right wing corner. Here's Chi High. And it is Jackson Hoym. Ripping one wide. Comes back to Thorpe inside the blue line. Over to Swobes. Quick shot on the ice. And that one broken up as it came in. Moby's got it right now. Drew goes from left to right. Tried the wraparound on the backhand. That one didn't work as Hillier had the post. And it's back to Swoboda. Keeps it in the zone. Now it comes over to Thorpe. Kind of bounced around. Gus with a quick shot. Ricochet off the rebound. And Hillier is there to swallow that one up. And we've got a couple of players tussled. That was Mason Johnson in the paint with a Rice Lake player. I don't think we're going to get any penalties out of this, but 6:25 left to go, and sometimes the frustration starting to boil over here.
Yeah, I mean, on both sides, it seems like now, but I just can't believe that we haven't scored yet.
28-7 the shots. 6:25 left to go, second period.
It's just like high-quality scoring chance, one after another.
Yeah. Well, you got to give the Warriors goaltender some credit here, and he's got some puck luck going too here. This one wrapped around the wall from right to left. Cards have it. Krista fanned on it. Rice Lake now turning it in transition back out to neutral. Cards, nice back check right there to gather the puck in and reorganize. And here is Krista. Played that one off Andrew Johnson. We've got a whistle that stops play right here with 6:02 left to go second period. And I think the puck was touched maybe as it went near the bench area. So it was out of play officially.
Oh, yeah, it must have been. I was wondering maybe if Rice Lake had too many men, but it doesn't look that way.
No, I don't think it's a penalty.
Nope.
Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High Hockey. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe maneuvers the puck ahead to the blue line. That was hit the wall of Rice Lake right there. So it is the speedy Jackson Hoy, who's got it now for Chi-Hi. Hoy moves in, drops one to the post on the wide side. And here is Hillier again to make the save with 5:44 left to go.
It's just
you wonder what's going to beat this guy, you know? What do you got to do to beat Hillier?
I mean, I don't know. I think that, like I said earlier, we just kind of got unlucky. We ran into a really, really hot goalie.
Yeah, 5:44 left to go. Here are the second periods. We wind it down. Here is Swobes. Jams that one off the wall. Comes from right to left in the attacking zone. Left wing corner now. Chi-High is on it. Got a couple of players there. Cards have the luxury the way they're playing here and the way they have stacked the defense, that they can pinch a little bit here offensively and get even more chances. But Rice Lake dumps this one all the way down. And Ison's going to be waved off. Gus Thorpe gets away from the pressure of the Rice Lake forward, and Thorpe has got it right now. Here is Gus up the ice, cross ice for Jackson Hoyne. Hoyne beats the D, splits the D, and it was a toe save right there by Hillier again on number 8. He's got to be one of the more frustrated players on the ice right now. Jackson Hoyne. Cards work it into the Rice Lake zone. They go cross ice. Hoyne was cutting to the cage again, but didn't connect on that pass and comes loose. The Cards have to get on sides, and Hoyne's going to take a little break on the bench. Here is Rice Lake, the pitch ahead for Coons, and couldn't quite gather that one in. We have an icing call right here on the Warriors with 4:35 left to go, second period. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Greg and Coop here. Super Sam Aberley, our producer tonight. 31-7, the shots in favor of Chi-High. How does that not translate to goals up on the board?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd probably be coaching somewhere. I don't.
Here is a stop at the line by Hebert, and he works it down for LeMay. LeMay softly passes this one back to the point with 4:22 left to go. And a centering pass there for Carter Bovey. Broke it up. Rice Lake in transition right here. Parker Dirks up the ice. Got it out to neutral. Then lost it. But he glances off a player into the zone. We got a call here.
For
an offsides call. Okay. Offsides call here on Rice Lake. 4:09 left to go. Second period. Foyle's line coming back out. Evan and Ethan and Andy Johnson up front for Chi-High.
They've had some great chances tonight, this line here.
Let's do it right now. Rice Lake gets it back for their D, pushes it into the zone, a scramble for it right there, and it's loose in the left-wing corner of the Chi-High territory. And this is Krista with 3:58 left to go in the second period. Pushed ahead by the Cards, but stopped by the Warriors out at neutral, and an icing call here on Chi-High. Hebert trying to connect with Andrew Johnson. That one went awry, and we're back in the Chi-High zone for the drop, and the number one line is back out for the Cards with 3:49 left to go in the period.
I'll tell you what, I'm starting to get nervous here because, like, a hot goalie can win you a game, and if Rice Lake gets a lucky one, I mean, that's going to put us in a tough spot.
Yeah. It'll be the upset of the year here. Here is Mason Johnson, wins the draw. Cards on the attack right now. And a long pass ahead for Hoyme. Gus Thorpe. Just a half a foot away from connecting on that for a breakaway chance.
Man, you know, that's a design play off the draw there. We ran to perfection, but just couldn't quite spring him. Just a little bit too far in front of him.
So we'll do it again. Shy-high zone, left side of Mick Marlowe. With 3:41 left to go, second period, wrapped around the boards by Thorpe. On the half wall, here comes Chai High. Tipped ahead for Swoboda. Gives it back up for Drew Bobey. Drew, top of the wheel, right side. Tried a shot. That one broken up. Drew still has it, though, for Chai High with 3:26 left to go in the period. And the Cards control the zone right now, but now they cough it up. And here comes Rice Lake. Lincoln Hine goes cross ice for Coons. He tries to connect back with Hine. Got to the puck. Was right along the goal line before he pulled the trigger on a shot. And it comes back to the point, goes all the way back out to neutral ice for Lucas Peters, and he'll knock it down and hang on to it for a few seconds for his team to get on sides. Chai High nearly coughed it up in the zone, glanced off a Rice Lake player, and it's out of neutral and hammered back in the Chai High zone on Marlowe. Steers that one into the left wing corner with 2:48 left to go. Here is Thorpe. Gives it up for Swobes on the near wing. Swobes carried ahead. Now here is Hoym. Jackson Hoym into the zone. Over for Thorpe, who jumped into the play, and he couldn't control it on his forehand. Thorpe on the wall on the far side. This one slips away and has to be picked up by Sam Hebert. 2:25 left to go. Cards need to get something here in the second if they can. No score. Rice Lake and Chai High. Warriors coming in here with three victories. Chai High in the year at 16-3, number two in the state. Warriors, though, looking like number one in the state right now, or at least playing with Chai High. 2:05 left to go. Cards on the attack, cleared all the way down by Rice Lake, but they said it came off Hebert's stick. That prevents icing here, so Rice Lake can change it up. Chai High will change some players as well. Here's Carlson, who's on the ice with a fresh set of legs. Carlson comes in. He's got Carter Bobey on his wing. Couldn't see him. And this one is picked off his stick and comes back out to neutral ice for Krista. Krista's there. Goes to Carter Bobey. Bobey jams this one off the dasher of the far side. Rice Lake's got it. They turn it back the other direction. And here comes Owen Stroberg into the zone. That one tipped off a stick. And up and out of play here with a minute 30 left to go here in the second period. Who'd have thunk, huh?
Not me. I don't think I've ever seen a hockey game like this where one team is so dominant and just can't find the back of the net. I mean, I've seen it to an extent, but never zero.
Yeah, no. I didn't imagine it would be two periods without Chai High scoring here, one of the most prolific scoring teams in the state at nearly five goals per game. Here is Bobey. Bobey, Mason Johnson heading to the hole, looking for a pass from Bobey. Didn't connect with him, and Rice Lake has got it right now. Coons, one of their top players, comes in, one of the top returning players, all BRC player last year. The lone BRC player for Rice Lake into the zone and had it stripped. Here comes Chai High. Drew Bobey's got it. Bobey moves in. Tapped into the corner by the goaltender Hillier as we go under a minute to play in the period. Here is Bobey. Bobey right wing corner. 53 seconds left to go. Now to Jackson Hoym. Cross ice for Gus Thorpe. The drop pass right there for Swoboda. Turns. Fires a wrist shot. Trying to thread the needle there. 40 seconds left to go in the period. And Mason Johnson's got it for Chai High. Johnson back to Gus Thorpe. Threw some traffic. And that one didn't make it. Kicked off, I think, of one of the Chai High players down there with 29 seconds left to go. Goes back to Swoboda. Gathers that one in. Turns. Fires a shot. That one got a piece of a Rice Lake stick and lifted in the air. But Gus Thorpe knocks it down. Keeps the zone. Thorpe muscles his way with the puck. And over to Mason Johnson. Johnson's shot drifted wide. With 9 seconds left to go in the period. Left wing corner. Rice Lake trying to get out of this second stanza with no score as we tick it under three. And this one drifts back to neutral ice. And that will do it for the period. And Chai High, a frustrated hockey team right now. No score. Two periods in the book. Shots are 32-7, Coop, right now in this game.
I wish I had something to say about it. I really do. I don't have much to say other than Hillier deserves like a Medal of Honor because he has come under fire and has just stood to just keeps making saves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we have had just phenomenal chances against them, and we just can't seem to get one to go home. And like I already mentioned, I don't think I've ever seen a hockey game like this where one team just
so dominant
and so many scoring chances, but for whatever reason just can't find the back
of net. The scary thing is the longer this team hangs around with three wins on the season and just struggled all year, outshot every game and scored, and yet no score here tonight.
Right. This is eerily, it reminds me of a game that Memorial had earlier in the year against River Falls.
Yep, yep.
Where
they
lost this game and they outshot them 62-12 or something like that. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it reminds me of that game and it scares me.
It takes is a deflect in our zone or know, something weird or wacky happening.
Exactly.
And you got a 1-0 Rice Lake victory here.
Right. And Coach Parker, if you asked him right now, he would say that, we're against a hot goalie. That's tough. You know, I've heard him say multiple times, too, you can lose to a hot goalie sometimes.
Yep.
Or a hot goalie can win you a game. How many times games have we won on the shoulders of Jaden Hoople and Pricker Fixmer,
You bet.
Just hot goalies.
Yep.
That's what we ran into tonight. So we got to find a way to get around it. The way I think we should do it is more shots from the point and have our forwards just crash, and let's get an ugly one because
see if we can screen him off a little bit.
Exactly. We've got to take his eyes away because he's in a mindset right now where if he sees a puck, he's going to save
it. He's in the zone.
I mean, even against one of the probably, I would say, Jackson Hoym, top player in the state maybe.
Yep.
And he somehow got across and got a toe on it. You could hear the puck hitting the toe.
End of the skate, yep.
So we got to do something differently. I'm sure Coach Parker and the boys are drawing up something right now.
Draw up the secret play. Let's pull out that trick play that we...
Yeah, remember when we won the national championship in 1984? This is the play we ran.
Exactly. Oh, man. All right, so no score. Chi High and Rice Lake here on Logo Radio as we head to the third. And we'll be back to set you up for that maybe decisive third period coming up in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Yep, it's cold. And there's
spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Unbelievably chai high in Rice Lake. No score after two periods. Warriors coming in here with three victories. Chai high, number two in the state. 16 wins, nine straight wins, 16 wins in the season. 9-0 in conference, and yet Rice Lake is hanging in. Got great goaltending from Hillier, and he has made some saves. Probably should be 3-4-5-0 or something like that by now, but the senior goaltender stood up tall so far through two, and every minute that they play here just gets more and more confidence, I think, floating through that Rice Lake team.
Yeah, I mean, this is the closest they've been in a game this year, you know, especially against Chi High team that's this good, second in the state. I mean, if you're the Rice Lake Warriors, you know, you're like, hey, let's go. Let's give it everything we got.
Right. They have nothing to lose.
Exactly. So... but if you're Chi High, you gotta really buckle down. It's gut check time here. I mean, this is the time of year where you can't be having games like this, where you gotta find a way to score no matter what it takes. So, I think we're playing a phenomenal hockey game.
Right.
We just need a little bit of luck, and man, it'd be nice.
If you're the Cards, you gotta say, let's just keep doing what we're doing.
Right.
It's not like they're having times where mentally they leave the game at all.
No. I feel like our defensive zone has been really, really good. We're breaking the puck out super well. Like, I can't think of a thing we're doing poorly to explain this. But, I guess just kind of stay the course and try to wear them down. Although that's been tough. Hillier just hasn't seemed to get tired.
No. Shots 32-7, so Mick Marlowe pretty lonely down there for Chi High. Through two periods, only seven saves for the senior goaltender. For the Cards, Chi High number two in the state behind Spash. This week, Bayport number three. You got Memorial number four, followed by Brookfield and Madison Edgewood for the top six in D1 in the state. So Chi High trying to hang on to that number two ranking and number two seeding. Right now, it looks as if they've got that bottled up, but boy, you still got a game with Memorial. You got Menominee, New Richmond yet to play this season. Eau Claire North. And
yeah, there's a fair amount of hockey left, and those are teams that we can't really overlook. A loss to Memorial, especially, would be a really bad deal. Also to North.
Yeah, also. And that's a fair place, so you don't take anything for
exactly.
Granted, for sure.
But we need this game for the Big Rivers,
absolutely.
Big Rivers Conference title.
Yep.
I mean, we cannot lose this game.
I agree.
It'd be so nice to hang another banner with the Big Rivers title on it in this rink here. So I'm fired up.
Yep.
And let's go get a W.
Okay, let's think positive here. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Chi High and Rice Lake scoreless after two, and we will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds.
Go
here.
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot! My number seven!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
No, it actually happened. Greg and Coop here tonight, Chi High Hockey, no score. The Rice Lake Warriors come in here and look like one of the top teams in the state, even though they only have 3 wins on the season. And we're ticking down to the final seconds before a puck drop here in the third. And, Matt, if you're Rice Lake, you got to be telling your players, Josh, you can go, hey, we have a chance to upset the number two team in the state. And Scott Parker just got to keep calming the team down, I would imagine, in that locker room here, huh?
Yeah, definitely. He's probably just kind of preaching to them, just, hey, stay calm. You know, don't overskate. Don't overthink things. Don't grip the stick too tight, but I think Steve Gibbs just brought up a good point. My dad is not here, Tim Posvick.
It's all his
he's
fault.
Usually here. Dad, sorry, this one's on
he's
you.
Tuned in
if you're listening,
Texas, it's all your fault.
I'm not going to let him put this one down.
He'll take credit for a win if they come up with
he for sure will. I'm
expecting score here in the third.
I'll get a text any minute. Hey.
Yeah. Buzz, that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Shots 32-7 in favor of Chi High, but zeros up on the board here. And Scott Parker is going to toss that first line out there, hoping that they can produce a quick goal, turn this thing around. You just feel like, man, if they can get a goal, maybe things will just erupt for them.
It's time. It's going to happen, Greg.
Okay, here we go. It is Hyde against Mason Johnson, and Johnson able to wheel this one back for Gus Thorpe, and we are underway here in the third. Thorpe with some steam moves in across the line. A little bit of water left out there, so it's stopping the puck from time to time. Cards have it. Here is Johnson, lost the puck. Got some support, though, there from Jackson Hoym. Centering pass went through the D and all the way back down to the Chi High zone with 16:35. Just underway here in the third. Swoboda's got it. Lost the puck for a second on the water. And loose out at neutral ice. And this one ticked off a couple of sticks. And it's going to float back into the left wing corner for Drew Bovey. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe backpedals, opens up some ice. And loose along the blue line now. And centering pass for Jackson Hoym. They just missed the connection right there. Swobes has got it for Chi High, and this one ricocheted off Coons, a Rice Lake player, and deflects out to neutral ice, and the Cards will change up lines right here. Carter Bovey, first guy out there. Carlson as well for Chi High on this line change. And the puck still in the zone. Bovey fell down on one knee, got back up, hands it off to Krista. And this one gunned into the left wing corner. And a stoppage of play.
Yeah, we're going
right
to get
here.
We are going to get the power play right here.
Good. You take it. Got a Price Lake penalty. It's going to be a trip call on Parker Dirks for Rice Lake. And Chi High on the power play here. And let's see if we can get something past Hillier here in the third. Chi High on the man advantage this year at 23.4%. Rice Lake on the kill at 73.8%, almost 74%. And here's the Cards win the draw. Get it back for Thorpe in the high slot. Over off to his right for Mason Johnson to Thorpe on the side of the circle for Jackson Hoym. Hoym has got it right now. Thorpe kicks it off his skate onto his blade. Mason Johnson to Thorpe. No opening down the slot. Here is Jackson Hoym. Tried to steer one in on Bobey. That one deflects into the left wing corner. And Thorpe has got it. Over now on left wing side. And Card still trying to control it. Here is Thorpe. Down low for Drew Bobey. Twisted. Ripped one toward the net. Knocked down out in front. I think that one got to Hillier. He made the save. 1:17 left to go in the power play. And Thorpe retreats to his own zone. Picks it up. Goes ahead for Foyles now on the ice. Here is Evan. Evan on the half wall in the zone. Lost the puck. And it's back in the Chi High zone as it's cleared by Rice Lake. 1 minute left to go in the power play. Here are the Cards on the break. On the near side. Up to neutral ice. Mason Johnson can't get there in time. And it spins back out the center ice. Here is Bovey that overskated the puck, has to retreat to pick it up, and Bovey has got it right now. Drop pass on the left wing side, and here is Jackson Hoym to Mason Johnson. Top of the slot to Gus Thorpe. Hands off over to Hoym, and a one-timer on the near side from Mason, but it was going to go wide, but snagged out of the air by Hillier. With 30 seconds left to go in the power play, and Scott Parker is going to throw the Brett Carlson line back out there for Chi High.
I'm really looking for this line to work the puck a lot lower. You know, we just kind of pass it around on the umbrella. We need to get to the net.
30 seconds left to go in the power play. Nice keep right there by the Cards. And with Swoboda, the senior, and this one slips away and gunned all the way down with only 18 seconds to go on the Chi High power play. Rice Lake had a power play. Cards had the better of it with a couple of nice shorthanded tries. But now we're in the third period, still no score. And Cards really got to get it cranking and see if they can get something past Hillier. Comes back to the point. Kept there on the left side by Swoboda. One-timer on net by Hebert. And again, the nice save by Hillier. And that will do it for the power play.
Our defensemen have to do a better job of shooting the puck on the ice. Do not let Hillier just catch it. He's going to catch them all the time. We need a couple rebounds.
Evan Foyles out there to take the draw for Chi High. Foyles hands it back for Sam Hebert, but he couldn't come up with it. Here comes Coons with a chance. Coons slipped that one wide of the cage. That would have been a tough save, but it went wide of the net. And here is Chi High, who's got it in their own zone. It is Ethan Foyles into the zone. Foyles hands off to Evan. Back
in. Finally.
Ethan to Evan Foyles. Bro to bro, and it's 1-0 Chi High. Finally.
Well, Greg, we've been talking about this line all game, and they finally came through. They've just been knocking on the doorstep. Foyles to Foyles, and he finally just, Hillier just couldn't stop the barrage any longer.
3:46, time of the goal in the third. Evan Foyles for Chi High with his 11th goal of the year, 23rd point of the campaign, and maybe that'll take the lid off the bucket here. Man, it took a long time. Whew. Here's Chi High. They got to get some breathing space now on a Rice Lake team that on paper they should be able to defeat. Here's Swoboda. Ethan Foyles the assist, 3:46 of the third period.
All right, so now we got that most important goal, the first one, finally, here in the third, but time to go now.
Yeah.
Open up the floodgates.
You bet. Hillier is beatable. We found that out. But still got tip the hat to this senior goaltender for them. Chai High's got it right now. Carries it out. Two on one developing. Here is Hoym. Hoym hands off. They just missed one right there. From 8-7. Just barely made it. Just tipped the side of the puck off the goaltender. And Chai High still's got it in the zone. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe working along the blue stripe. Got a delayed call here, and Chai High pushes it toward the goaltender. Finally touched up by Rice Lake, and I think we got a delayed call on the Warriors here. It's going to give Chai High another power play.
No, we got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought the delayed call was on Rice Lake, so now we got to fight him off in the power play.
Yep, I think that one was behind the play. Quinn just battling hard in front of the net.
12:29 left to go here in the third period. Cards do not want to give up a power play goal right now after struggling to get the lead. Shots 35-7 in favor of Chai High. 12:26 left to go. Let's get a shorty right here, huh? Cards dumping into the Rice Lake zone. Hilliard goes out to stop it for his D. Evan Foyles, who just scored a moment ago, out there on the line on the kill here. Krista is on the kill as well, along with Sam Hebert and Jackson Hoym, or Mason Johnson, rather, for Chai High. Here's Rice Lake. Coons carries it behind the goaltender. Coons dangles, top of the wheel, and a one-timer on net. Block out in front. That one from Lakenhoff. He's back on the ice after getting injured in the first period, and Rice Lake has got it. They try to center one up. Cards cut him off. Bang it off the dasher, and it's going to go all the way down. And Sam Hebert will spin off. Here is Jackson LeMay on the ice, along with Krista, Gus Thorpe out there, and Evan Foyles. And Rice Lake has got it. Here's Coons tied up as he tried to wrist one in on Mick Marlowe, and then picked up the rock again and threw it on Mick, who has had it covered on the near side. 58 seconds left to go on the kill for Chai High. 11:26 remaining on the game clock, and a 1-0 score for the Cards, leading the Warriors in the third period. Shots 36-7. Glanced into the left wing corner. Swobody gets there first. Cards trying to work it out of their own end of the ice. Swobes lifts this one all the way down on the kill here as we go under 45 seconds to play on this penalty kill for the Cards. Rice Lake patiently sets up their breakout now. Here is Lucas Peters, works it off to his left. Cards cut it off. Drew Bobey down there, the chaser, able to dump that one in the right wing corner. Here's Chai High. They cut off the Warriors out of neutral ice. And it is Jackson LeMay, turns it the other direction. Here's LeMay.
Oh,
what a shot by 21 right there. And the Cards have doubled their lead. It went halfway up the goal, and he threw it so hard in the cage that it bounced right back out again. I don't think Hillier even saw that.
That was a laser.
It's 2-0 on the shorty there by Jackson LeMay.
Man, I could hardly see that puck. I just saw the twine twitch, and I think it was, what a shot. From quite a ways out, too.
Yeah, it was more like, let's just dump it on the net. And he got some heat on that one. A flamethrower there by 21.
Man, what a shot.
And a timeout here by Josh Engel. LeMay, the goal for the Cards. An unassisted goal. 6:14, time of that goal here in the third. And LeMay's fifth of the season, his seventh point. And the unassisted goal. And I got some breathing space
here
a little bit, huh?
Yeah. And LeMay, I love to see him score because, you know, it just seems like this year he's just been, had a tough time putting that puck in the back of the net, and he's really come on recently. And
that was a beautiful goal scorer's goal right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's time. It's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Got finally something to talk about in our Holly Bobey Names You Know stats recap. We're going to have nothing going through two periods, but way to go, Cards. We'll have that for
short-handed.
You. Plus the post, last mere post-game show, too, coming up here. 10 minutes and 42 seconds from right now. Dumped into the zone from Swobes. It's shorty, so he can just dump that from behind the red stripe here. And finally, Chai High gets the fifth player on the ice right now. Cards are back to full strength as Jackson Hoym is on the ice for the Cards. 10:20 left to go here in the third period. Swoboda hands it off to Gus Thorpe. And here we go. Out to neutral is Jackson Hoym. Banks it off the wall ahead for Evan Foyles. And this one pitched into the Rice Lake bench by their own player. So that should mean the faceoff of the Rice Lake zone. 10:08 left to go. Third period. Well, we've had two fairly quick goals. Maybe we'll start to toss right. some in.
Yep, string them together, hopefully now. Here comes LeMay again.
Carlson ready to win this draw for Chai High. Gets it on the half wall. Scramble for it right there. And it is Gus Thorpe of the blue line to keep it in. Right wing corner, LeMay pitches it out in front. And a scramble right there. Carlson was pushing it toward the net. And pounced on it, but not past Hillier right here. Here comes LeMay, dances along the blue line, launches one in. Going down hard was Carter Bobey on the cross check, but gets springs right back up again. Bobey lost the puck to Coons. He's got to get back on. Here's Coons with fans on the shot, and then picked it up and still got a shot off on Marlowe. That was almost made a 2-1. Here is Carlson in transition into the Rice Lake zone. Gus Thorpe jumps into it. 9:16 left to go. Thorpe pins it on the yellow ribbon in the Rice Lake zone. And the officials letting the players battle it out right now. And it comes loose. Rice Lake tries to clear, but cut off there by Chai High. Andrew Johnson able to dump it in. Carlson's going to come off on the change here. In his place is Evan Foyles, one of the goal scorers here tonight. Rice Lake has got it. 8:52 left to go. They try to clear. Gus Thorpe hops in. Thorpe's got it. Side of the circle, left wing side. His shot goes wide. Coming over is Sam Hebert to keep the zone. And a whistle stops play right here with 8:40 left to go in the period. Puck out of play.
Sam Hebert!
8:40 left to go here in the third period.
You hear Bob saying Sam's name about four times. He's like,
Sam,
what?
The phone's for you.
What, coach? What do you want me to do?
Well, he steps up right here and taps it ahead. Ethan Foyles trying to get to it. Here's Evan. Ethan's got it right now. Who wants to come up with the rock? Nobody. And here comes Rice Lake. It is Austin Storberg into the zone. Storberg right on. Save made there, and another shot. And where is it? It's underneath the legs Nick Marlowe, and he didn't know it. He left a big rebound out there, and Marshall Powers nearly made it 2-1.
That was a close one.
That was one of those where you just got to be lucky if you're the goaltender.
Yeah, he was looking around for the puck. He didn't even know he saved it.
Yep. 8:20 left to go, third period. Cards with a couple of giving Rice Lake a couple of chances, you know, handing over the puck here in the third period. Huh? Rice Lake goaltender Hillier comes out, stops it, and starts his team up the ice. And here is Marshall Powers into the zone. Cut off by the Cards, stripped of the puck, and Mason Johnson dancing ahead, but then lost it. Chai High retreats to their own zone. Picked up by Gus Thorpe. Goes cross ice for Swoboda. He coughed up. Here's Coons. What on earth? Coons trying to dance in. Big save right there by Marlowe. Ah, man, Chai High looking sloppy here in the third period. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson left wing corner. And a save made by Hillier on the shot by Jackson Holm. Back to Johnson. And a one-timer on net. Hillier with the save, and there we go. He pummeled him enough. Drew Bobey is going to get the goal. And hats off, not to that line, but to Mick Marlowe with some big saves at the other end to keep it a scoreless game for Rice Lake. But here it is Drew Bobey with the goal in the third period.
Yeah, Mick Marlowe stood up to the test. Stood up to the test a couple different times, you know, especially for not seeing a ton of shots. Really impressive. And now all three lines have scored tonight, so I like to see that.
Drew Bowie with the goal, 9:33 at the time of that one. Chi High is out to a 3-0 lead now. Some insurance on the scoreboard for the Cards here this evening. Hoym will get an assist, and Johnson the other assist. It's not likely that that line's going to get shut out. They have scored over 100 goals as a unit this year, and they finally get their goal at 9:33 of the third period. And for Drew, that's his 13th goal of the year. His 33rd points make that 32nd point of the season, and a 3-0 lead for Chi High as Krista jams that one into the corner. Here is Carlson. Carlson trying to go to the high slot, pulled the trigger on a shot, but was knocked down. Back to Krista, and that one didn't make it through to Hillier, the goaltender. Krista is going to jump up into the play, and this one comes around from left to right. Speaking of jumping up, that's Sam Hebert. He's going to play the forward position for a second. Tried to keep it in, and now it bounces back out to center ice. 6:13 left to go. Ethan Foyles, that line back out there for the Cards. It got us started scoring-wise tonight. Evan Foyles on the unit as well. And here is Gus Thorpe. Played it ahead for Evan Foyles off his skates, but he picks up the loose change, and Evan Foyles moves in. Where is it? The goaltender Hillier didn't know. He thought it was behind him. Looked down, it was right in the paint, a few inches away from going over, and he puts the mitt on it and stops it here with 5:51 left to go.
Looks like the two Rice Lake players getting into it a little bit. A little frustration with their own teammates.
Wow.
Never seen that before.
Well, if nobody on the opposing team will mix it up with you, try your own players. Here is Foyles. Ethan back to the point to Swoboda on the ice, and it goes in.
Matt Burnett.
Burnett's going to get the goal. He was on the back door.
Better grab the puck.
His first varsity goal. Man, he's got to be delighted.
Here we go, Matt.
Good
first
for
NHL
him.
Goal.
Little Matt Burnett, Matter down there.
A little opportunistic goal there for Matt.
All right, so the two defensemen get assists, Swoboda and Gus Thorpe. And finally the floodgates have opened.
They're open. They're open wide.
11:16, time of that goal in the third period. And Matt Burnett with the goal. There's a highlight for the freshman. Good for him. Time of that goal again. 11:16 of the third period. 5:24 left to go here in the third. Chi trying to close it down. They're going to win this one now, but boy, it was a struggle. And here is Swoboda for the Cards. Feathers this one in the right wing corner for Drew Bovey. Bovey rides it along the yellow ribbon there. Chi High's got it. Here is Hoym. Hoym centers one up for Mason Johnson. That one's going to go in. Hillier thought he stopped it, reached his glove behind him, and it went in. It's a goal scorer's sniper's goal right there for Chi High.
From basically the same spot as Matt Burnett's goal, actually.
Yeah. But, Jackson Hoym will get the assist here in the third period.
Yeah, great to see Chi High, you know, finally pounding him home. But it's cool to see Matt Burnett score his first goal. He's the brother, younger brother of Isaac and Kaylee Burnett, who are both incredible hockey players.
Yeah, that's terrific. 49-11, the shots in favor of Chi High. And Mason Johnson with the goal, the second point of the night. Jackson Hoym, the assist. 11:59 of the period, so about half a minute after the last goal, and Chi High has opened that dam right now. The floodgates are open, and here are the Cards. It's Evan Foyles trying to dance his way in on the goaltender as we go under 5 minutes to play here in the third period. Well, who would have thought, Coop, that we go into the second period, into the third period with no score?
Not me. I'm not surprised that the Cardinals eventually were able to wear Hillier out. In fact, looks like they made a change at goaltender finally.
Yeah, they did. Cale Gagneau Cale Gago, who's a sophomore, is going to come in now.
I'm sure.
Rice Lake, they just made that change.
I'd have to think that Hillier just can't take anymore. I mean, he's got to be exhausted. Nice.
He's earned his pay tonight, for sure. And this one is siphoned into the left wing corner by Chai High. Centering pass right there. Got back to the D. Krista with the shot. This one's going to be redirected. And it is 6-0. So we wait till late in the third period to go to running time. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wow.
So Andy Jackson will get the goal. Krista, an assist, and Dylan Bace, is that right?
Dylan Bace
out there, his first shift. He gets a point.
Yeah, how about
that? We got two guys getting points here tonight.
How about that in the third period?
Wow, good for him. Third period goal for Andrew Johnson. And Andy picks up his fourth of the season. By the way, Mason Johnson, that was his 15th goal, his 33rd point, the previous goal. And Chai High all of a sudden has gone to 6-0. We're in the running time here for the final about 4 minutes of the game.
Wow, that's just a strange game, but overall good execution.
Here's a shot on net. Marlow with the save off the blocker into the left wing corner. 12th shot of the night for Rice Lake. Assist going to Krista and Dylan Bace. 12:53 time of that goal here in the third. And running time, 3:19 left to go in the game. Back to Krista. His shot goes wide. And this one's corralled by Rice Lake. Got a potential 2-on-1 coming. Here is Owen Storberg. Storberg, though, cut off. Good back check by the Cards. And it is Andrew Johnson. Skates across the blue line, then coughed it up. And it comes back out through neutral all the way down, right on. And the save made by Mick Marlow, 13th shot of the night on him by Rice Lake. 2:48 left to go. And here is Evan Foyles, who's got a goal here tonight. Foyles drags it behind the goaltender and gives it up for Ethan Foyles. Back
Teagan Bonacontro.
Bonacontro's out there now for Chai High. Teagan getting his first shift, I think, of varsity this year. And good job. But no JV game tonight, so these guys are fresh. And here comes Coons for Rice Lake. Coons had a stick lifted. Got a penalty coming up on Gus Thorpe. And that is a good penalty on the Cards defenseman as Coons saw the puck come to him. And Chai High had the giveaway. And Coons nearly had a breakaway, but a hold on Thorpe. And the third power play of the night for Rice Lake.
Yeah, that's a good penalty to take for your goaltender. You're trying to get him a shutout here. And, that's just one that's kind of necessary.
Yep, just do it. 2:18 left to go, especially against a team with a power play at 8.3%. 2:18 left of the game clock here on WOGO Radio. Have our post-Glasimir post-game show. Catch up with Scott Parker to talk about this weird game tonight. Chai High up 6-0. All the goals scored in the third period. Back to the point. One-timer on net. Ricocheted off a stick and went high in the air. Didn't hit the roof, though, as we go under 2 minutes to play in the game. Chai High just can dump the puck right now. Carter Bobey gets to it. Trying to chip it off the boards up and out of the zone. And here is Krista. Krista dumps it all the way down. And we'll rag some time off the clock. 1:44 left to go in the game clock here in the third. This is Austin Storberg for Rice Lake. He'll march it up the ice and gives it up. And Chai High again with the dump. 50-13, the shots in favor of Chai High. And a 6-0 lead for the Cards. That one came off the goaltender Gago into the right wing corner. This one intercepted out of neutral. And here's Mason Johnson to Jackson Hoym. Hoym, the drop pass, throws this one wide of the cage. It's going to come around to the near side for Drew Bobey with 1:05 left to go in the game clock here. And the Cards are just ragged back for Swobes. Over to Jackson Hoym. The drop here for Mason Johnson with some energy. Moves in, and it was Jackson Hoym who threw it into the goaltender. Tried to stuff the goaltender Gago as we go under a minute to play. Running time, they'll just click this one down. with 42 seconds left to play. Faceoff ahead with very little time left in the clock in the zone. We're at 35 seconds left to go. Faceoff's going to be in the left wheel in the Rice Lake zone and tapped into the corner there by Swoboda. 25 seconds left to go here in the game. Rice Lake on the break. They go rake wide. Got it out at neutral. Here's Dayton Shinaki. He'll throw this one into the Chi High zone. Down to 12 seconds left to go in the game. Cards back to full strength now. Zachary Black, got to mention him. He's out there right now for Chi High. So some guys that don't get playing time out here tonight. Good for them as time runs out. In this one, Chi High finally broke through in the third. And Chippewa Falls beats Rice Lake 6-0. Shots 52-13 in favor of the Cards. Pretty close to the first game. 60-10 we outshot them in the first. 52-13 tonight.
Yep. Yeah, well, hey, a win's a win at the end of the day. Cardinals played a great hockey game tonight. They did everything they needed to do. It just took them until the third period to score for whatever reason. They scored a respectable amount of goals at the end
of the
day.
Thank God it's three periods of hockey, not two, right?
It'd be cooler if they spread it out two per period.
That.
I would have felt a lot better. But, good win. Good team effort. Got to see a lot of new players at the end of the game, which was great. But also hats off to Rice Lake for hanging in there. Particularly Hillier played. I'd have to think that's the game of his career. I mean that he just made some saves that were
just
ridiculous, and he should be proud of himself for that. And the Cards should celebrate a victory tonight.
Absolutely. So Chi High wins their 10th straight. They go to 17-3 on the season. And 10-0 in the BRC. And Rice Lake is at 3-13 overall. They are 2-8 in the Big Rivers Conference. We'll have our Postclass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It's coming up in just a second. Plus, Holly Bobie's Names You Know stats recaps. Stay with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post-Class Mirror fits them all, big or small. I don't think I've ever seen a game like this one where a team is number two in the state, another team has won three games all year, been outshot in every game, outscored by multiple goals, and yet it goes into the third scoreless. And then it erupts for six goals.
Yeah.
I figured running time, but not until about 4 minutes left to go in the game.
No kidding. I've never seen anything quite like it either, and that's kind of the fun thing about hockey, right? It could be anybody's night at any time. So, I think Rice Lake probably played, that's got to be the best two periods they played all year, particularly the first. They played phenomenal hockey, so hats off to them.
And the goaltender, Hillier, was terrific.
Wow, yeah, good things to come for that team. Hopefully they can make a good run in the playoffs. But on the Chi-High side, I'm pretty happy with that win.
Yeah, you bet. Sometimes you got to kind of grind it out.
Right, yeah, it's just the way it goes. Yeah, it's just hockey, and they did what it took to win, and they moved the puck really well. So I was happy with what I saw.
All right, well, time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. I thought our first goal would never come. Went through one period, two periods, into the third period, and a few minutes into the third period, it was at Foyles' line, Evan Foyles, and from his brother Ethan Foyles at 3:46 of the period. Here's how it sounded. And here is Chi High, who's got in their own zone. It is Ethan Foyles into the zone. Foyles hands off to Evan.
Backhand finally.
Finally. Ethan to Evan Foyles. Bro to bro, and it's 1-0 Chi High. Finally. Finally is right. Chi High scoring at 3:46, and then the floodgates started open at 6:14 of the period. Jackson LeMay, an unassisted shorty. That was a shorthanded goal in the third at 6:14. 2-0. Still needed some insurance, and that first line comes up with it. Drew Bovee at 9:33 got the handoff from Jackson Hoym, and Mason Johnson made it 3-0, and then Chi High built on that at 11:16. Matt Frenette gets his first varsity goal, good for number 16, and got an assist from Caden Swoboda and the other defenseman, Gus Thorpe. It's 4-0 Chi High. Then shortly after that, about 30 seconds after that, it was Mason Johnson from Jackson Hoym. We've seen that combination plenty of times this season, and it's 5-0. Then the sixth goal from Andrew Johnson, and that was at 12:53. The assist going to Brett Krista. And Dylan Bast gets an assist here tonight. Good for the sophomore Dylan Based and Chi-High wins this one 6-0. Shots again 52-13 in favor of the Cards. So we'll find out Scott Parker's thoughts here coming up on our postgame show. There you go, our Holly Movie stats recap, names you know right here in the Chippewa Valley. Again, it's hollybovey.com, hollybovey.com. Greg and Coop here. We'll be back with more on our postgame show, Glassmere postgame show. Chi-High picks up their 10th straight here tonight, beating Rice Lake 6-0. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
Go
here.
Grant,
push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora to beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi-High Cardinals beat Rice Lake tonight 6-0 here on WOGO. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. So they win their 10th straight, go to 17-3 overall, 10-0 in the BRC, and took another step to win that first Big Rivers Conference championship since 1989. Put another banner up here. Still with games against Eau Claire North on Tuesday. We'll have that one for you over at Hobbs, 6:40 pregame show. Then Menominee on Thursday, February 1st. It's a radio game. And Tuesday, February 6th against New Richmond. We'll be there to bring it home to you. And then they'll wrap things up at Hobbs against Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday, the 8th of February. So we're down to four games left for the Cards to get their act together before the postseason here. And they really poured it on. I think the good thing was they didn't get too frustrated here. I mean, there was some frustration showing, but they kept playing hard, and you felt like something was good was going to happen for them if they kept doing that, and they did here tonight. And finally prevail over a stubborn Rice Lake team. Got to tip your hat to them, 6-0, all the goals scored in the third period. So this is our only hockey game this week. Got a couple of basketball games for you to wrap things up for this last full week of January. On Thursday, got McDonald boys basketball at Osseo Fairchild, 6:55 pregame show with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. And then on Friday, Chi High boys host Hudson at the Birdcage, 6:55 pregame show. Mark Halverson will have the call for you on Friday night as the Chi High boys basketball team hosts Hudson here in Chippewa Falls. Our next radio hockey game will be on Tuesday at Hobbs in Eau Claire, Tuesday night, Chi High and North, 6:40 pregame show here on WOGO. Scott Parker's still talking to his team in the locker room, so I think we'll take another break and see if he comes out to visit with our Cooper Fosvick. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High defeats Rice Lake here tonight, 6-0, and Scott Parker, head coach of the Cards, downstairs live with our Cooper Fosvick. Coop?
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, first of all, congrats on the win. Took a little while to get her going. What are some thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, it kind of stems from our practice yesterday, and pretty loose-fitting, and it kind of carried over today, and, you know, it's just everybody's coming after you. You got a target on your back, and I was pretty confident that we'd finally overcome because we were out shooting them 31-7 after two. But, you never know. This was they win this game. This is their, This is their season, so give Rice Lake a lot of credit. They're starting goalie. Josh Engel, former Badger and national champ. Great job by him getting his team ready. We're lucky to have this guy in the Big Rivers because he brings a lot to the table. He's a good guy. He's a good coach. And Rice Lake, you should be lucky to have that guy. He's a guy that did everything he could to try to win this game, and you wouldn't have it any different by any coach. But Josh is a special guy, being that he's a Badger and a national champ.
Coach, you coming down the stretch here, obviously getting close to playoffs. What are going to be some keys for these last few games going into the first game of the playoffs?
Well, you know, we'll take the playoffs on when they come, but next week's a big week. We're in North, and we got Menominee coming here, and then Coach Thorpe said, these are big games that we're playing in, and people aren't going to come in here and lay down for Chippewa Falls. So, you know, I'm expecting that we practice a little harder over the next 3 days. We come back on Sunday and Monday, so we'll have 5 full days of practice before our next game. And we need to be dialed in mentally. And that didn't happen tonight. It was obvious. And, you know, sometimes those, you know, we lose this game. That's a tough lesson to learn, but it's a lesson you need to learn. And you better understand that the game of hockey, there's no freebies. There's no gimmies. It's a hard hockey. It's a hard game. Those Rice Lake kids wanted to win just as bad as we did. And we need to understand that thoroughly, that they're going to come out and give their best effort. And it started in practice yesterday, and we certainly were skating around like we're, you know, ice princesses, because we didn't really want to go in the front of the net in the first period at all. So we need to understand that this game is won and lost in the hard places to play, and we weren't willing to do that in the first period. So let's see how this next week of hockey goes when we pin our ears back and go after a little harder.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Thanks.
All right, guys, thank you very much. So Chi-High wins 6-0 tonight. The number 2 ranked team in the state will have them on Tuesday as they're going to travel to Eau Claire to take on the Huskies at Hobbs. 6:40 pregame show for that one. Basketball Thursday and Friday nights here on WOGO. For our crew here, Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart. Super Sam Aberle, our producer tonight. Final again, 6-0 Chi-High defeats Rice Lake. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, I'm Greg. Have a great night.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.